The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
Oh, good morning, everybody. How has your week been? If you're like my inbox, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm Tracy L. I'm so happy to have you here today with me again, as we are here every Tuesday. So again, welcome to our new listeners. Happy to have you. Our returning listeners, happy to have you. It is a call-in show today, 1-800-930-2819. And it is our last call-in show for about 4 weeks, just based on a lot of different scheduling. And as you can see, I've been outside a little bit more, getting a tan. Tan always makes you feel happy. Taking a little bit of a needed rest as well. And we have some guests coming up. So we're going to talk all about art next week with Milene. We're going to be talking with Jeremy Wiseman the week after about silver and gold and why now. I've been talking a lot in the community. If you haven't joined our Telegram group, go to tracylclark.com, get on the Telegram group. I'm there every day. And, you know, it's really interesting with the foundation we've been creating. We've got some of our board members there as well, helping you and shifting and keeping you updated. But we've been talking a lot about the changes. They continue to unfold. We see it everywhere. And so we want to be there to support you. That's our goal and our mission is always to support you. You never have to feel alone. You can be free to be who you are. And that's what this whole new movement's about. That's why we're talking about freedom today, is being free to be who you are, and that it's okay. And you can be loved exactly how you are. We are always growing and changing. Few things I wanted to make a note of. One, I want to thank our lovely producer, Olivia. I haven't thanked her in a little while, and she's always working so hard on the phones and behind the scenes. And so we want to give her a shout out, because it's people like her that make sure that we can come to you each and every week the way we do and get you the replays as well. I did, I have a new prayer book that's coming out this summer. So please check the website, watch for that. It's going to be lots of fun. Prayer blessings that you can actually say to help clear your body, help connect to the God of your understanding, help things. We've got the, I don't like that word protection. I really don't, because it means like you're fighting against something, but it is a word people get. So energy prayers to help you expand your energy, so you can sort of knock out some of that not so positive energy come in your space. So 31 days of prayers that you can actually open, go to, whether it's your health, your wealth, your relationship, your connection to the God of your understanding, which is the most important thing right now. Stay connected. Also, if you're joining us this Thursday, we are doing the body clear out, where there'll be lots of clearings and activations. But one of the things I really want to share that makes that event special, that's a replay, is last week in our Evolutionary Academy, we started to do this clearing. We're working on the reproductive area, which is actually your power zone. A lot of people don't know that. So I was talking about it last week a little bit more on that's where your wealth, right? So your career is there, your children are there, your boundaries, your grounding, the way the hips, you know, surround your power zone for stability. The energy comes up into the heart and it moves through. The power zone has been attacked over and over and over for thousands of years for many, many reasons. If you start to understand, right, intimate relationships with yourself, with others, and sort of that whole area. So last week in the Evolutionary Academy, which is our mastermind group, we started channeling. So everything I do on the shows, we just channel. There's no scripts, right? So we were channeling the energy to clean out the power zone. And what God showed me, Spirit showed me, was off the charts around what's happening right now, what's been going on for 2000 years, connected back to that power zone, why you're in poverty and lack, or why you're in more fear And it was so incredible. I'll have to tell you, if you talk to any of the Evolution Academy members, we were floored after. We couldn't even function. We were done. Like when that was done and that clearing was done, we were done. So I am going to be doing that this Thursday evening. So if you're in a different time zone, you will get the replay. Don't worry, for about 5 days after. But we were completely done. So there's a lot of energy. Everything is energy. Everything. And then just check out, we finally did launch to our VIP clearing package, which a lot of people asked. So I know these are a lot of announcements, but things just sort of came out at once. But a lot of people asked for this. So the financial class that we did about a month ago is included in that. It's a 2-hour course, but there's a ton of activations and clearings and prayers. And again, it's on the website, tracylclark.com. It's $97. So that, I don't usually go through all of that stuff, but it's so exciting because what happened was people have been saying, I need more tools, Tracy, I need more tools. And although I do more group work than I just do my emergency sessions and one-on-ones, is that we've been creating a lot of tools to help you, because my whole space is to empower you with tools so you are empowered to go out into the world. You can make your decisions. There's no gurus. There's no one better than anybody else. But the more tools we have in our toolbox, like I always say, if you look at somebody that's building a house, they have a ton of tools, but they don't use their hammer every day, right? They don't use their screwdriver every day. They go back and forth from different tools depending on what they're creating in the home. Well, your system, your energetic field works the same way. So you need different tools out into the world. If you're in a very crowded area, you might need a different tool from your toolbox than if you're just maybe at home, you know, doing stuff like that. So I made sure to create these tools in the VIP clearing to give you more tools so you can help your friends, you can help your family. And let's face it right now, we want to help a lot of our friends and family. That is what it is about. It's freedom. And what is coming up in the systems right now, when I was looking at today's show, because I just sort of put a title, but you know, when we start channeling, we're like, what does everybody listening need to know? That's always what I ask God before I get on. What does everyone need to know that's listening today? And really the energy of freedom came up. And this is because we have been, our bodies have been in very much different forms of slavery mode pretty much since the beginning of time. And when I mean like freedom, like, are you free to speak up in your work environment and be heard and be understood and be listened to? Are you free? Do you feel free to speak up in your relationships with your friends, your lovers, your husbands, your wives? Do you feel free to speak up in different areas? So that's one area, right? That's part of freedom, that your energetic body can get locked up. If you're going to a work environment and you're not free to be you and free to speak up, and you're molding yourself for that environment, you are creating a lot of blocks in the freedom area. But understand, look at how we are programmed, right? So it's not uncommon. Now, if you look at freedom, like, are you free to decide where you want to spend your money? Sometimes people say yes, but guess what? If you're paying taxes, you're forced. We all have to pay them. We're not free to say, I don't like how you mismanage the money. That's a lot of what's going on right now, and a lot more, which you'll see unfold between now and the end of the year, because you're not free. You can't make the choice. Every time you make a choice, even right now, some countries are like, if you don't make this choice, you're not free to live. Think about all that energy that starts to come in your body that affects other areas of your life. And it also brings up energies from your family that have been passed down, right? So we talk about DNA and genetic coding, but what this is imprinting. So if your mother has fear, or your parents or your grandparents, your great grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, if their freedom of choice was taken away at some point, you can still carry that imprinting. So it's kind of like I say on Earth, we live on the Earth, but we're not free to just up and move around a lot of the times, right? If you don't have the proper documents, if you don't have the proper information, again, who does this serve? It doesn't serve humanity. It serves a certain few people. And this is what is coming down. And I'm so tired of people saying it's all going to come down in a couple of days. It's not going to come down in a couple of days or a couple of months. It takes time. It takes time. So it's little bits, and it's for gentleness on the body. And I like to remind people that spirit is always does things that are gentle. It's like if you end a relationship, right, and you're done, it doesn't just end tomorrow. Maybe for some people, they pick their stuff up, they leave, they never come back, but they have a lot of emotional turmoil still to go through, right? There's always a process. If you look at a divorce, there's always a process, and we're in the process. So freedom, you have to start to look at, thank you, God, look at, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to be really free? And are you, it's time to start questioning every area of your life. Are you free to be 100% who you are? And if you're not free to be 100% who you are, if you're not free, you know that there are energies, one that you need to look at or change, or you can look at external environment energies. So what is happening right now is I put a lot of energy for freedom for humanity, because we've been under so many forms of slavery around the world, and many people, we all are today, in different levels, depending where you live, right? So I always ask for the truth to come out. I ask to dissolve those energies, because we know there are people at the top that are doing things that serve them versus all of humanity, or you would be able to be free. And you would also, these energies get ingrained. So, you know, we see it every day where people are harmed because somebody else may have a different perspective or point of view on a situation. And again, that person was just working to be free, to be who they are. And it's really important. And it's something that, it's a big topic. I can't like dive into it all in 15, 20 minutes here, because I know I want to get to the phone lines, but it is a really big topic. And are you free from even pain in your body? Like, we don't look at, we look at, oh, I want freedom. And you think, because you can go to the story of freedom, but are you free from the pain in your body? And if you're not, what are the things that you've been doing that have been contributing to the pain in the body? Are you holding on to other people's energies? Are you holding on to anger and resentment within your own system? Is your body, sometimes it's just recalibrating, it's shifting, it's moving, like your bones can move and shift. People are like, really? I'm like, yeah, your muscles, your ligaments, your tendons, your joints. Like, I've been in many classes where I'm teaching and their legs aren't even, and we grow out their legs and they're even. Your body is listening to you all the time. You're every part of you is always listening. So have you created yourself to live in a cage? If you are living in depression and anxiety, that is actually a space that has taken away your freedom. So a lot of people that live in depression and anxiety have a lot of fears, a lot of insecurities. You're not free. You're not living within the spirit. And this takes time to learn. And what I don't like is when people say you can just do it all tomorrow. You can't. It's a process and a learning. When people ask me, Tracy, how did you learn? Because there's places I don't like paying taxes. I have to pay them. But I'm like, why am I giving you all that money when you're just wasting it? And I don't agree with how you're spending it. It's sort of like, you know, okay, Spirit just reminded me of this. Have you ever had that person come to you where they're like, I can't pay my rent? So then you say to them, okay, I want to help you, you know, have a better life, be more free. So you give them their money. And then all of a sudden, they go on a trip and you're like, why are you in Mexico? I thought you need to pay your rent, right? So you now have that choice not to send your money there. But how many times, maybe that's happened. That's what happens with taxes, right? Like, people don't know that. It's like, okay, so that's more freedom. You gave your money to them, but it's the same energy, right? They didn't do what they said they were going to do with it. So now you're like, but again, then you might not be as free to help in service to other people, because you'll be like, oh, are they going to take it? Are they going to lie to me? Again, more lessons. So this whole journey is about just learning and seeing and exploring, and hopefully you'll have some fun with it too. I get a little frustrated sometimes when I see people on a spiritual journey and they're making it so heavy rather than this light of, you know, it can be lighter. And crap's going to happen in your life, guys. Like, it's going to happen. It's how we grow. It's how we change. Look at the world. It's in a whole bunch of poo right now because it's being forced to change. People are like, no, I don't want to live this way anymore. And that takes time. And so again, working towards more freedom means also letting go of old belief systems, old ideals of ways of things happening, you know, and not relying on somebody else how to tell you how to live. Like, take your tools, go build your house, you know, the way that you want to live it, the way that makes you happy, the way that makes you a good human being in kindness and being in service. You know, there's this place, Liberland. I don't know if you guys heard about it. I remember when it was first coming out into to be in existence. And I think it's been around now 5 or 6 years. You can Google it. But to live there, I think their only rule is be a good human. Like, I don't think they don't have this whole government structure like we do all over the world. It really needs to go because it doesn't help humanity. But be a good human. So, you know, most people are, you're pretty good. And I'm not saying there aren't people out there that are doing crazy things. Sure, there are. But at the same time, when you run your life from that principle, then you can actually start to enjoy life, see the fun, enjoy your work, enjoy your money, enjoy your relationships more, enjoy your connection, because you start to realize you're more empowered. And it's very interesting because freedom comes in different levels. And when you start to live this way, no matter what is going on outside, you will feel more free. I said this last week and I've been saying it over and over again. Like, I didn't realize where I live that it was illegal to go outside of your house because everybody's outside of their house. I read it somewhere and I'm like, I'm just going to go do what I want to do. So, you know, if I want to go for a walk, I go for a walk. If I want to drive to the country, I drive to the country. Like, I, you know, I keep to myself that way. So maybe no one cares. I don't know. But, you know, these different things, I just kept living my life the way I wanted to live it, to the best that I could, and enjoy it to the best I could based on what's happening in the scenarios. So a lot of people don't know where I live. We were the most, one of the most locked down places actually in the world. And they're just kind of, I would say, laugh, just letting us out of jail. Yeah, it makes no sense. But again, you choose how you show up in that. You have to choose how you can show up in that. And the reason we are the most locked down place in the world is because we're the most in this area, not the whole country, but in this one area. And most people are asleep. They're rule followers, like I was talking about last week. So, well, you want to be a rule follower? You're going to keep getting more of the same old, same old. You got to start making choices in your life, being kind with the people around you and always being respectful. All right. So freedom is actually where it's at. That's what we're all showing up for now. It's going to take a few years, guys. It's not going to happen overnight, but you can have different levels of it, different layers of it. Thank you, God. And you can embrace it and you'll see there'll be a lot of change. A lot of change. All right. I want to actually get to the phone lines because it is, we have some, a lot of you, we're going to do the best we can. So we're going to go to Madura from Calgary, if she's on the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Madura from Calgary. Madura, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hello, Tracy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good morning. I have a couple.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
First question is, I feel like I'm blocking the flow of financial overflow for clients coming to me. So okay. I have people who are resonating with me, saying they resonate with my energy. We get on a call and then they say, oh, something's come up. I can't afford to work with you now.
Yeah, there's actually, okay, I'll move this. There's going to be a process in it. What's actually showing up is if you, it has to do with your current relationship. So if you start bringing in all that money, then I start seeing all these hands like being held out sort of thing. Actually, there's more than just one. There's a bunch of little hands. So, there's a part of you that you can see is sort of like, not yet, not yet, not yet, because then what are my obligations? What are the expectations? What is that going to look like going forward? Who do I have to pay out? What do I have to do? So there's actually about three or four people have their hands out. So if you're, so there's a few things we have to do here. So one, I'll start to remove that energy because you don't want to, it's kind of like, you don't want to, I don't want to sound bad. You don't want to pay more than you have to people unless you want to. I don't know if that makes sense, but trying to be sensitive.
Yeah.
Trying to be sensitive here. So there's some creative solutions that we can do there that I'll start to adjust and shift. And then what you just need to do is like, I can receive. So you want your attention to be, as we move this block of resistance, is that I can receive that money and I can create more. So whatever has to go out at this time is okay. And it doesn't mean that that's going to be consistent. It's sort of like your body's reading it that if you make a bunch of money, then now, then you're going to be doling it out for the rest of your life. And that's the energy I have to cut off. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does.
Okay. And you had a different question?
Yes. The second question is around the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's the seesawing back and forth from his end, because I've pretty much said, we're done.
Okay.
And so he's not leaving, but I want him gone.
Yeah, there's the fear of where to go, what it looks like. Hang on a second. Let's just see. So we'll just point to the door. He's actually sitting in terror. That's why he doesn't even know where to go, because he doesn't, he's very having a very hard time processing. This is not uncommon for men. People don't know this very much. When men pick a wife, like decide who they want to marry, just like how wives, you know, women pick a guy they want to marry. When men pick that partner, they actually have a more anchored in bond with that partner than women do. And I know that sounds crazy. People usually think it's the other way, but they do. It's sort of like, you know, they can fool around, do whatever, go out there. But when they pick that person to be their wife, so that bond becomes stronger and harder for them to break. It actually takes men, when a marriage ends or a relationship ends, believe it or not, even though they may not say it, it takes them longer to move through it than women do in many ways. Some men, they never get over it. It'd be 20 years later, even though they've moved on, they have children, they think they have. But then a lot of times when I end up working with them and they're like, yeah, you're right, I just don't want to share that with people. And I've seen it time and time again. So he's sort of in that, he is in that same field. It's like, okay, he can't conceptualize what that would look like in these different places, even though you could say, well, you could live here, I could live here, we can do A, B, and C. He's having a hard time digesting that. So what we can start that information. So what we'll start to do is remove some of the marriage kind of contracts and agreements. We can start to remove that energy. Thank you, God. And then as we override it, it's almost like you have to do it in baby steps with him. So when you say, okay, this is what our next step is going to be, and it's going to be on this day. When I put a calendar like up for you, then you just push through it. It's not going to be comfortable. It'll be uncomfortable, but you can see you have movement. You can see things are starting to change.
Okay.
So I'll shift that, but you're going to have to give him a date and a calendar and a schedule. And, you know, you might have to do what I went out and got my, when I was going through divorce, I'm like, this is where you're going to live. Do you like it? I bought the house for him, but, you know, it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
So I just said, this is where it is. And that's what it was. So, you know, sometimes when you do it that way, that then you can move through it. You can,
yep,
and keep it very positive. Like, you know, we still have the children. We're still going to do this. Like, keep it on as high a note as you can. And you can see if you're riding, it's like, yep, riding on the top of a wave, it'll be easier. And it actually looks like it flows a lot quicker. Does that feel better?
Yeah. Yeah. It just, yeah, he's unwilling to budge. And then he says, I want to move. And then he doesn't. And I'm like, I just want, because I want to keep the house, but to buy him out at this point, is not feasible.
But you'll be able to come up with creative solutions that he can wrap his head around. I can see that. So if you start to make it put like planet, we can move the energy there as we're breaking the ties. And it's like one little step. So, you know, one step, and then maybe 2 weeks later, it looks like you do another step, but this is how it starts to move. And then he gets comfortable with it. He can't wrap his head around how it would all look. So map it out. And I literally, when I see a map in front of you, it looks like all this writing, but then you follow through with it. Don't get caught up in the timing. And then both of you seem to fall into a different energy. Yeah. It looks way better. Way better. So map it out and let me know how the map goes. You're welcome. Have a great
day. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to Ashley from Alberta. Oh, Alberta again. Okay. We'll go to Ashley from Alberta.
All right. Ashley from Alberta. Let's see. Ashley, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Tracy.
Welcome.
Thank you. Wow, I'm surprised that I've been chosen, but I guess I just wanted to get the energy for you to, I know, so I have an event on Friday.
Okay.
It's more to do with my daughter and I, and she was pretty much manipulated into a situation that I know what kind of abuse she's going through, but she can't see it, right? Because she's young.
Yeah.
I've been down that road. So I don't want to show up on Friday because, I mean, I was at peace with decisions, but, you know, lawyers like to drag things out. So I just wanted to check the energy around that and...
There's a few things we can do, actually. I like this. There's a few things. So one, we can start to, thank you, God, we start to remove and dissolve the energy where she's still has a perception of things that she saw with you growing up that she's trying to set right. So you can see she's trying to set things right that she feels you hadn't set right. Now, not uncommon, but you can see it's like a karmic agreement. Things that, it's a perception. Oh, my mom didn't quite complete this, so let me do it. That's why you see it so clearly and you're like, no. She's like, okay, I agreed to do this. So one, we can start to remove that energy off her. So what it does is it gives them a little bit of a shake so they can start to see clear. And I've seen a lot of people, when you start to move this energy off, you'll see they start to change their perception over time. And they see the things that you would like them to see. So you could be like, you just say, thank you, God, show her the truth about ABC. That's a really good one after I've done this clearing. That's a good saying to say energetically to her. So you're not going to say it in front of her face, obviously, but you will say, thank you, God, show her the truth around this and the truth around this. And then we can ask her to be strong to receiving that in her field. So that's the first one. And actually, it's good for you to go. It looks like we can actually strengthen you to be in observation mode a little bit differently. And there's some different older memories, older information, things that are going to start to actually fall off you, which will also help her because they'll trickle down. So that is very good. You might need to like exit to the bathroom a couple of times, not to necessarily go to the bathroom, but take a few deep breaths. Please honor that if you feel that. So basically moving yourself just a couple of times out of the space. It's very heavy. That's what you're feeling. The space feels very heavy. So hang on a second. Yeah. Judgments, a lot of judgments, a lot of heaviness, there's a lot of like mudslinging, like literally, but like, I mean, like energetically, like you won't see people mudslinging or not even words, but energetically. So let's pull that down so it can be a better experience as well. And we'll just cut off some karma agreements, vows, oaths, contracts. Oh, this is just to stand, just be more in your presence. And I'm going to lift off. There's some energy off of the top part of the heart chakra up into the throat. Because you can see you're kind of like,
feel that.
Yeah, we're going to pull this off. That's you trying to go, well, if this person says this, what should I do? You're trying to pre-plan a little bit here. So like preparing, almost like preparing to go out to battle, but you're not. So we'll just remove this off. And let me start to pull this down. So just keep in mind too that your energy rides slightly higher, quite a bit higher. I'm just trying to like, it's a lot higher than a lot of like this environment that you're going to be in. So you can actually contribute a lot. So that's where I would really, when you walk in, to push your energetic field to just literally flood the room. Oh, there we go. Flood all the people, flood everything. Like everybody in that block radius, you just want to flood it. And then you'll start to see that energy, you'll take the lead and it won't affect you as much. And then I would also do a little bit of a Palo Santo clean out or something after as well, just FYI. Okay, let me just adjust. How does your chest feel now? I'm just opening that a little bit more for you.
It definitely feels looser and not so restricted.
Yeah. You're going to be okay. It's hard to be in observation mode as mom, isn't it, sometimes? So be gentle with yourself. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Especially when you see those patterns repeating. But there are some things that she'll need to work through. And it's just, if you're just, it shows you just going, I'm proud of you. I'm here if you need me. Like it's really that energy. And then she starts to turn a little bit more. So just FYI, you're doing a good job. But the more she, for some reason, she needs to hear that a lot. I'm not sure why, but it definitely needs to be there.
Because I can understand why. Because she's told, you know, mom's so bad, this, this, and this. I'm always the one to blame. I show up and I always tell her, I'm here if you need me. But I can't play those games that her dad wants to play.
Yeah. And that's good. No, you're doing it energetically. You're in balance. So just keep saying that. I get chills. Just keep doing that and just keep asking for the truth. You can see I hate time periods because when they start to show, there is a big growth and transformation. But if you stay steady with this, you'll see her do the turn. It's okay. It's a lesson she's learning between you and her father and her father and you. So we'll just break a few more agreements between the three of you, separate and together. She's just very confused. She hasn't been for a long time. It'll come out. You'll see. You'll see. This is just where you have to anchor in and be strong and steady. I know. And it's like, oh, could it be today, please? But it's coming. Yeah. Her experiences.
Great.
Good. Yeah, you keep doing that and you notice that'll open and the throat, and you know, you might even, it's okay. You're not necessarily swallowing your words. Like if there's something you want to say, just step back and say, truthfully, do I really even want to put my energy there? And just try to stay in that observation mode as much as possible. And then you'll walk away and you'll actually make a big transition and change for everybody that's there. So it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I feel too. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank and let you. Me know how it goes. Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome. Much love. It's going to be okay. All right. We're going to go to Charlene from BC.
All right. Let's see. Charlene from British Columbia. Charlene, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
Hi, Charlene. How are you today?
I'm good. I can barely hear you, but I can hear you.
Okay. What's your question?
My family is divided due to alcohol and drug addiction. Yep. I have two daughters, and neither one of them are in my life. Right now, I've had to put up a healthy boundary from one of my daughters. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, because I feel energetically blocked in certain areas.
Yeah, because you've had to take the stance. And when you're dealing with things that are like the addiction centers, I teach on this. When you're dealing with the addiction centers, you're not really dealing with the actual, sounds weird to people, but when the addictions come in and they come in quite strongly, you're actually dealing with multiple kind of energies. You're not dealing with that person that when they were born, you're like, oh, I know who that is. It's kind of like that soul gets pushed out. It really does. And the more that the addiction line comes in, yes, it's imprinted. Yes, it's family passed down. It's, I was actually talking to someone yesterday who was sharing that when a relative had had experiences very young, and then they had been seeing things in visions and it had been passed through the family, and then they got very addicted to drugs and alcohol. And it's a very big, big, big package. And energetically, people don't talk about it. They just talk about how it's just the brain chemicals just go off, and there's a lot more to it. And so I wouldn't say blocked. There's just, you've got a lot of older fears that we can start to move off. You've done great with the healthy boundaries, and they need to be put in there. And there's a lot of things that they're working through with these energies that you've got to remember when you're dealing with them, you're dealing with these other energies, not necessarily your children as you remember them. It sounds strange, but it's a much bigger thing than I can get into on the show today. So what we can do is start to remove your fears that if you have, because what's coming up, if I do all these healthy boundaries, I know I need to do them. What does the loss look like? Like, am I going to have this loss? Are they going to be harmed? Like as a parent, but then also through the family lineage, there seems to be a lot of loss that the system's trying to deal with. So the energy that we have to start to remove is the energy of loss, and loss can come up in many ways for many people. And it's not just losing family members. It's losses, like loss is loss. It can be, you don't want to lose anything, right? For a lot of people. So that seems to be the energy we have to start to lift off and remove. Thank you, God. And open it and strengthen you to keep moving forward without second guessing, and to keep being strong in that loving environment, that your door is open. This is the energy we're going to move. Your door is open if they're able to meet you like ABC. So there's all this energy that's disconnecting from the family. There's energy with loss that we're having to let go of, and then keep you nice and strong in your boundaries. And for you to get busy now, like this has been also a big distraction pattern, but it's showing it's time for you to get busy. What do you want to do? What does Charlene want to do now? What do you want your life to do without these distractions? And the more you move towards that energy, the more you're actually going to help the people around you that are going through their stuff, because they can't perceive anything outside their world right now. So it really makes sense for you to keep moving forward. I can start to open this and open the meridians and the chakra systems. And how does the body feel when I say that?
Feels way better.
Yeah.
Way better. And I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's, well, you must have noticed many times you feel like you're talking to 3-4 different energies depending on the time of day. Like literally I have chills because the amount, it's a sad space to see, because if people could see the energies that come within these bodies, and then people go, oh, it's crazy. I'm like, no, because when you start to remove them, their faces change. Like I've seen addicts where their faces literally, when you start to remove them, they don't even look like they're totally due transformation. Like it's the weirdest thing. But also one of the things I can say for anybody listening, for you too, Charlene, and my help, is just remember, like you're talking to that energy. So you tell it to, you can tell it to get out. You can tell it to leave that person, not obviously to their face. They're not going to get it, but there's things you can do in at a distance. It's like, I'm not communicating with you. You can also, it's if you're dealing with your children and they have the addiction too, you can say to the, like before you speak to the kids, I always would say in your head, not out loud, like, I'm not dealing with that energy. I'm not dealing with that spirit. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my kid. Like, we don't teach people how to discern, to talk to the energy of actually the person you're talking to. And I teach people a lot of this, but in society, we just like, okay, whatever it is. I'm like, no, every time it's an energetic exchange. So you got to make clear that you're talking to your child. You're refusing to talk to those energies. Sounds weird, but I'll tell you, it works. You should hear the amount of people that are like, wow, I actually got through to them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Try that. And you know what? Jump on the Telegram group if you can. It's on my website, and let me know how you're making out. Okay. We're always there to make sure you guys are okay.
I will, Tracy. Thank you so very much. Bless you.
You're welcome. Lots of love. All right. We're going to Jennifer from California.
All right. Jennifer from California. Jennifer, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi. Wow, everyone you spoke to just kind of brought up more questions for me. I love the information. It really did. I love the information you provide around the question.
Yeah.
I just like to know how things work and learn more things, and you just give information that makes me think, I need to find out more about that and that and that.
Yeah, you know, I got chills when you say it, because it's true. A lot of times, you know, like, oh, I'm just going to shift the energy. People do that. But if you don't understand what's going on in a body or why that's happening, and then if it's like a Pandora's box, it just can keep on going. It's crazy, but fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So today I was hoping you could help me around, I have a lot of tension in my jaw, and I know it's my fault because I've been biting my lips, and I picked it up from my aunts when I was a teenager. I've broken the habit a couple of times and started up again, and it's getting much worse. But I do know it's my fault, but I'm really having a hard time to stop, and I know it's because I am not sure where I'm going in life. There's so many things that I want to shift and change, and I'm doing the work, but things aren't exactly happening, and I'm biting from it. So
one of the things I always recommend with jaw is if you place your hands, I know you can't see me here, but I'll explain to you, and you can watch the replay too, because you'll see the video. You put your hands like up on the top of the top jawbone. We can start to actually command to release the ligaments and the bones to go back into normal space and alignment, and to release the tension and the energy. So literally we use our hands a lot, because when you're commanding and talking to the body, it starts to move and shift. It will listen. And I'll strengthen the right side of the brain to the left jaw, and the left side of the brain to the right jaw, so we can start to move that through. There's an actual energy also that we can start to lift off, that if you fully, funny, I was saying freedom at the top of the hour, if you fully step into your expression of full freedom, which means speaking, showing up, right? Being how you want to be. There's this space of, there's going to be repercussion. That's what's coming up in your field. That if I actually fully speak. I don't hold my tongue. I don't bite my tongue. I'm going to have repercussion. And there's this energy I'll move out about. I want to tap you on the head like a little kid and say, oh, you're a good little girl. Like there's this energy that's coming from when you were really small that was important of you being a good little girl that I'm going to move out, because you can still speak and be who you are and be a great human being, right? But that's a very condescending, you be a good little girl, and I'm going to make sure you have a little fear around how you show up so you give me what I require. That, do you understand when I say that? That's that ping pong energy that we want to get rid of?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. And it is passed through the family lineage, and it's how you show up in a female body, a female energy, and be a good little girl, don't rock the boat. But, you know, men, in your perception, the men can go do whatever they want and they can say what they want and, you know, bite your tongue, bite your lip, whatever. And then there is lots of energy through the family line around retribution, what's going to happen, being persecuted. There's a lot of crazy blockages there that I will start to move out, because we can dissolve them very quickly. The energy moves so fast now. And we see a lot of that in the world right now, right? Like it's hard. It is harder for people wanting to speak up too, because the world is a little upside down, but that doesn't mean you can't have your opinion. You'll say it respectfully.
Do you see anything that could help me move forward where I want to go? Part of it is I'm still unsure of, I know part of it, but I think it will transform into something different, and that I don't know. So I'm not sure what to do right now.
Do you mean with your work?
Yeah, with work, but then that kind of tumbles into where will I live, and
your life, where you live, what you do, how you're redesigning. Funny, I said map earlier to Madura, but you're redesigning your life map right now, which means work into where you live, how you show up, what kind of people you want to be around, what kind of people you don't want to be around. It looks like you have this big closet that you need to keep cleaning through. And I would actually, what we can start to do is move some of the energy there. Once you actually relocate, then it looks like everything else falls into place. I'm not sure how long you're going to stay where you are. You will leave. That's true. You can see you. It's like a little boat going. You're like, I'm leaving. But that might looks like it's also tied to new opportunities, new things that you want to birth, business, stuff like that. So there's a weird, okay, I'll start to unblock this. And I keep saying this, there's a really weird energy people need to be aware of right now with the Mercury retrogrades, but I mean for the whole next 6 months into early next year. And I do say to people, don't make big moves right now because of the environmental shocks that will hit different plans around the planet, the financial system changing, the political landscapes changing. There's a lot of change. Now with that, it's coming very good, but it's also oscillating the bodies back and forth. And so it can feel like a blocked, unsettling energy. But what's happening is the body is just waiting while what's going on the planet kind of moves a little bit further. Then the bodies are going to move some more. And then all of these systems. So as these systems are transitioning from old to new, which still takes quite a long time to do, the bodies are feeling like they're plugged, but they're not plugged. We're so used to saying it feels stuck because we're not getting what we want right away. There's a guidance around this to make sure that your foundation is strong. So when you do the move with the work, everything starts to flow. And then you're like, oh, this was easy. So versus, oh, this is hard. I move and then this isn't working out. And this relationship's not working out. These friends are being a pain in the butt. That's a big energy collapsing, and it's collapsing in your field right now. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, totally. And I know that I am in that space. It's just, trying to stay, you know, with the positive along this waiting period.
Yeah.
Do you see also that it is on hold for me to find a mate?
Yeah, they all sort of click together, right? It's like you sort of, it's like looking at the end of a rope with you. Like I can see the end, it's almost there. And that's why I don't like those words soon and stuff, but you're right there. And then all of a sudden it shifts. And then you start to just, everything in life that you've been asking for and moving for, it's like a puzzle. It starts to click together. And it's, usually when you see the end of that with those big doors and changes, like I said, it's just kind of this 6 month time period, but it doesn't mean things you're going to wait that long. It just means you keep going, keep cleaning out your closet. We're opening the energy, bringing in the new, being in gratitude for where that is, which you're very good at, and allowing that shift. And then all of a sudden it'll just click into place. So it's like, just keep going, hold steady, hold strong. And you can see there's a bigger transformation coming. So you're on the right path. You're definitely on the right track. It's just a very frustrating 2 years for people in that sense. We're manifesting, creating, and it's already done, but then it just drops because of what's going on in the external part of the world. Yeah. You're not left behind.
Do you see anything? Anything around my back? I got a unusual pain. It just started yesterday, and it just kept coming and going. The back on the right.
On the right side, lower. Yeah, we can just start to move that out. I'll just balance out the upper and the lower, and we'll put a little bit of stability. Thank you, God. And we'll just start to adjust the energy. And we got to actually move it on to the left side. So the left side of the body always holds the frequencies of the right side of the body, but not necessarily like we're not going directly to the other, to the back. So I'm actually going to go down to your knee on the left side. That seems to where the stability has been dislodged. And then there's some inflammation, so we'll start to remove that as well. Thank you, God. Give it about 24 hours, and actually just I would take an Epsom salt bath if you can for about 30 minutes, and it should start to lift. All right?
Oh, wonderful. And you don't see anything like in the past, like you were saying with the relationship that men hold on. You don't see anything like that kind of
No, you're fine. You actually did the work and you can see you've done the cutting. It's not uncommon that you will see like an ex or somebody that's in front of someone, but you don't really have that energy. So you've done a lot of the cutting, a lot of the core agreements. It's okay if they hang on, as long as your energy is clean. And that's what I look for. You're clean, but yeah, you got whatever they do, they can do. They're allowed, but you're clean. So you go out and we'll just align for that partner and just go and have some fun. Got to get a lot more play energy behind that, because you want a partner that wants to play. So the more you play, the more that partner will play as well. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then they'll start playing with you.
Absolutely. And is it in one of your like academies that you would help teach how to do this kind of work of what you're doing?
Yeah, I teach it in the Miraculous Academy and my Intense Mastermind. I teach it in the Evolutionary. So I do in both of them. And I'm with those groups literally 5 days. Well, I'd say 7 days a week since we've gone to Telegram. So it's a place you can go on to that. The other thing is the body event that I'm doing this Thursday for 2 hours. I'm going to be talking a lot about the body. And then this weekend or this fall, I'm launching a whole series that people can learn exactly the body, the clearings, the cuttings, everything they can do. And so I want to teach people to be able to do what I do so they can go do it and incorporate it into their businesses more, because I just can't keep up with the volume, right? So but a lot of people take those just to learn, just to say, how do I talk to the system? How do I move it? What do I shift it? What do I look for? And it'll be different in those areas. So yeah, I do a lot of teaching on all of those aspects. Yeah, a ton.
Okay, great. Fascinating. So I'll look into that. Thank you so much, Tracy.
And you can always reach out to the office. I actually have live people there. They're not in China. So I know people laugh when I say that, but a lot of people direct you to China or India. My people are actually live here. They're trained in what I do and they can help you navigate what works and what's a good fit. So they work with you. So that works.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer. Have a great day. All right, we can actually, I think we get one more. We're going to go to Doreen from Toronto, and let's see where our timing is here.
Yeah. All right, Doreen from Toronto. Doreen, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Doreen.
Doreen, are you there?
Maybe we lost her.
I think she's there. We'll just make sure to have you turn off
there
your...
Oh, there you are. Excellent.
Thanks so much, Tracy. So I've been doing fabulous, and today hit a wall. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. So lots of old stuff coming up around career, not feeling like I'm, have what it takes, all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, is this the final clearing? Like, what is going on with me today?
Yeah, look at you. Let's take a peek. And you have been doing fabulous. You have been kicking it out of the park. I know that during our Miraculous Academy, she has been kicking it out of the park. And if you heard her story, she's been doing absolutely amazing. All right, let's see. Hit the wall today. Actually, probably looks like it came in on Sunday. It started to creep in. So let's start to move. They keep saying she's leveling up. She's leveling up. Hang on a second. So this is the energy where I always have my joke, new devil, new level. So when we go to another level, it's my joke. You can call it whatever, bad energy, but it just rhymes. New devil, new level. There's an energy that just sort of started to creep in, like really, really ready to go to that next level. You've made all these shifts. You've made all these changes. Really, you're ready to have all of that. So it's like, you know, when you see those cartoons where you have a devil on one side and an angel on the other side, they're sort of your shoulders talking. So it looks like with that energy, it came in also with the planetary shift. So we have to align you to the planetary shift a little bit differently. Your right heel actually looks a little bit like it got lifted off the ground. So your physical body got a little unstable. So it's not as grounded as it normally is. So we'll reground you, which is not uncommon when we're going through all of these changes. It's kind of like two, because you know, when the world opens up, then it closes down, then it opens up and closes down. Then you're sort of on like, am I going forward? What's happening? And were we stopping? We still going? Like this whole last year and a half has been stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. So we'll remove you from that energy as well. There we go. And then with some things ending, there are better things coming in, as you know. And so it's just sort of like, there's a part of your body that when something ends, it's looking for the old energy to come through. So how you had a pattern where one thing would end in life, you're looking for that same result afterwards. And I want to disconnect that. So what does that mean? Is that, you know, if a work ended and then you had to wait 6 months for another work, then your body's assuming it's going to be like that, right? So what we're going to do is remove that accumulation of energy, pull it down. So when something ends, something new can come in right away. We have to change that.
Oh, thank God. Yes.
When something ends, something new. So we got to get, that's a saying I would say if I were you. When something ends, something new can come in right away. Thank you, God. And then do the reset tool, reset, let go, reset, let go. And I'm going to, how does that feel now when I make that movement? Thank you, God. How's the body?
Yeah, I feel much calmer.
Yeah. It looks better.
I've been feeling starting to feel quite frantic.
Yeah.
I know that's not the energy I need to be, you know, following.
It's not uncommon. And when there's a day or two like this, don't panic. If it's a week or 10 days, then we kind of go, whoa. But not uncommon for a day or two, just based on the collective energy that's moving right now. Not uncommon at all. And it's okay. Yeah.
The current little gig I have, should I be getting out of it? I don't know. I feel so unsuccessful there. And it's not about me, but I just don't feel like I'm making any difference. I don't know. I'm too close. I can't even read what's going on.
Don't leave yet. No, it says actually no. And you are making a difference. So let's change your perception so you can actually go in there and see you're making a difference. 100%. It says not to leave. Now, if you want, you know, you can send a note on the Telegram. You're in the academy. So I can check it again anytime. But that's one thing I love about that. But it says right now, no, just stay put. Yeah. And there's other stuff coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank God.
Much love.
I so appreciate it. Thank you, Tracy.
You're doing good.
It made a huge difference in my life. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You do the work. But you do the work. That's the difference, right? You show up and the days you want to run away, you don't run away. And that's a testament of how we live this life, right? We start to say, I don't want to run away. You never run away. You kept going.
Well, I have a new resolve that I've never had in my life. I mean, frankly, I was thinking about that the other day. I used to run away all the time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, I'm here. What can I do? What's, you know, and not freak out so much, but today I freaked out a little.
But you're showing up in your life and you're doing things that you know, you got out of old patterns, old ruts. You're doing things for you now. You're loving yourself. For the first time, you're fully starting to love yourself. That's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. And yes, well, and I feel like you've led that, right? Like so much of the work I do with you, you keep, I mean, it just keeps unfolding. It's fantastic. And thank you.
You're welcome. It's a journey and there's a lot more good stuff coming. I'm telling you guys, it's It's coming. We just got to, thank you, God, have a little more patience some days. Even I need patience too some days. I'm like, hurry up. We're all human beings.
Yeah, I don't have much.
Oh, I love you. Have an incredible day. Thank you, sweetheart. You know what? It is really about showing up, like Doreen was saying. It's about seeing people. And what's different in our academies, if you're with us, there is something that's different. If you show up, we show up. If you don't show up, I can't really help you the way that I've helped Doreen. But when you show up, there's so many incredible souls in our community that show up. They'll show up to help you shift. They'll show up to give you a new perspective. This is what I love about the Miraculous Academy. They show up in the Evolution Academy. Our Telegram groups are going 24/7. You need something. You need a shift. You need an adjustment. You need a clearing, an activation. You know, 7 days a week, there's information, there's clearings, there's shiftings, there's activations. Like, we do something that no other community has done, and we want you to be you, but I want you to be empowered. We want you to, like, really be empowered as a group of souls rising up together, helping the world. So how much you show up also depends in your life and in the community, depends on what the results are you get. And that's why I see so many miraculous things happening each and every day with the people showing up. If you sit back at the back of the bus and you're not using your voice and you're not speaking up and you're not pushing through those triggers and boundaries, you're going to get the same old stuff. And that's why people who've done this work for 30 years, they jump in the community like, oh my God, why am I changing so quickly? Because I'm going to push you, I'm going to trigger you, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do to look at. You go do it. It's not like you have to do it. That's what I'm saying. But I'll show you what the energy is and you can make some new choices and decisions. So that's what it is. Come to TracyLClark.com and the Miraculous Academy. I love it for that reason. And I love the souls in there. They're the best people around the world that will support you. But I am also very, very present. I'm not hands off in those communities at all. It's not here's a clearing, see you later. It's I am there. What do you need? What do you require? And we all need that going through this transition. You want to know what's happening? That's where I give you the goods of what's going on, you know, to expect. If it's the next thing's a cyber, then it's a financial, then it's whatever, it's right there. You're in the know. So come there, check out the VIP clearing. It's a good place to start on the website as well, and get ready for an incredible week. And thank you for our callers. We will have more call-in shows this year to help you and shift you. We just have a huge lineup of people, but keep calling in when it's your turn and it's right. God will open that door for you. So have an incredible week, everyone, and I will see you next week, same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.